This was absolutely too much. If one reads the opening pages of Tolstoy's War and Peace, there's this marvelous scene in an aristocratic drawing room, I believe in St. Petersburg, possibly Moscow, I don't remember anymore. A wonderful scene where they're sitting around, the Russian aristocrats sitting around talking about Napoleon, whom they can barely bring themselves to mention by name. That this man is simply a bounder, a cad, illegitimate, and the sense that the world has been turned upside down by this man, now having even married into the Habsburg family. What an atrocity. Austria, then, was brought into the French orbit, not as a satellite state, but as an ally. But it was an ally under duress. An ally under duress. Prussia, which had remained outside of the various coalitions against Napoleon until 1806. Prussian policy during the wars of the Napoleonic era, Prussian policy was absolutely mad. The Prussians had stayed out of all of the coalitions, refused to enter into any sort of agreement with the Habsburgs or the other powers to resist Napoleon. Then finally, in 1806, after all of the German states had been defeated, Germany had been largely reorganized, Prussia decided the time had come to go to war with France. They march off to war, calling for support from the Russians, from the Habsburgs. Both extend only a deaf ear to the Hohenzollerns. And in 1806, Prussia is absolutely annihilated by the French troops. Prussia, after 1806, Prussia barely escaped being completely dispersed by Napoleon at Tilsit in 1807. Only the intervention of the Tsar Alexander convinced Napoleon that to relent and allow Prussia to continue its existence as a state. So Prussia, after 1807, falls into line as part of Napoleon's alliance system. Again, an ally under duress. And French troops actually remain in Prussia, occupy the state. This was quite unusual for the period. Occupy much of Prussia. So this great, proud military tradition of Prussia was devastated by Napoleonic victory. Finally, not broken, but unable to dislodge Napoleon, were the two great powers at the periphery. Russia, on the one hand, under Alexander, who was wary of Napoleonic intentions, certainly concerned about Napoleon's ambitions. Napoleon tried to convince Russia to cooperate in the so-called continental system, to freeze Britain out of Europe by a trade embargo. This was tremendously unpopular in Russia. The Russian nobility wanted to be able to export timber to Great Britain. It had been one of the major sources of timber for the creation of the British fleet, and was very unhappy about joining the continental system. So Russia remains on the periphery and wary of France, having been burned at Austerlitz. The question for the Russians was, unless there was actually an invasion of the Russian Empire, would Russia actually play a role in Europe itself? That is, would Russian troops leave Russia itself to become part of a coalition against Napoleon? Relations were not good between the two. They were strained, and strained, particularly after the marriage of Napoleon to Maria Louisa, who, since there was also a Romanov princess who was in the running for this particular position. And, of course, there's England at the other end of Europe, which continued to resist and to try to reverse blockade of France. It's an interesting sort of concept that Britain tries to blockade France when you're talking about blockading all of continental Europe. Nonetheless, Britain would continue to resist Napoleonic power and to look at every way in every corner of Europe that it could find to cause trouble for Napoleon. One aspect of the Napoleonic regime that has to be touched on here was the debate about what sort of regime this was domestically in France was also one that was carried out in Europe as a whole. For most of the titled aristocracy of Europe, and as I've just indicated, the crowned heads of Europe certainly, there was no question what this regime was. This was a revolutionary regime. It represented, if not the absolute worst aspects of the French Revolution, it was close. It was not legitimate. It was an upstart. Napoleon was not a legitimate ruler.